Welcome back to another podcast. Those of you who have listened regularly know that I have been raving about Chet Sheehan, our new fitness director, and the programs that he has bought in and the people who he has hired. Someone who he knew from before is someone that I got introduced to privately, but has done such a wonderful job and is a massage therapist, as an area that I think all the residents here should know more about. And so my guest today is Melody Bauer. Melody, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Bob.
First, let's start with you, because I know massage therapy was not your first career. Start at the beginning and tell us how you worked into that.
Sure, thanks. I would have to say that my reason to going into massage stems from two life experiences that I had. When I was a child, I was extremely physically abused. It's something that's a piece of my history, and it took me a while to accept it, but I remember in those days when I was a child how I thought to myself the impact that we have with our touch and how we can affect somebody with how we touch them. And so I vowed to myself when I was being physically abused that I would never perpetuate that sort of experience, and that I would only use my hands to bring joy and healing to people's lives. So I made that promise to myself when I was a child. That's a big piece of who I am and how I got into understanding touch and my perception of touch. And then as I got older, I started to realize that a lot of times, sometimes we have a little bit of a communication breakdown when we're speaking to others. And a lot of times when that would happen for me, I realized that if I just reached out and touched somebody, I could experience them in a different way and connect with them in a way that superseded, kind of overcame those breakdowns that we run into. Mm-hmm. And so as I realized that I could connect with people through touch, I started to realize it was another avenue of communication for me. And I really started to believe that there are other ways we can connect with humans and with each other, as opposed to just speaking. Mm-hmm. And so I really wanted to understand what the world of touch meant to me. So those two things in my life, I would say, kind of got me thinking, well, where would I see myself? And is this something that I want to continue in my life? And then I started realizing if I could build this into a career, it would bring meaning to my everyday. And that's when I really said, well, that's what I want in life. I want something that I love doing every day. And I looked into massage. From the first moment I started doing it, I had a connection with it, and I knew it was for me. So that's really kind of how I got into it.
And how long ago was that, and how long have you been a professional massage therapist?
Let's see. It was about 6 years ago that I started school. I've been a therapist for 5.
Okay. And therapy works at a lot of levels. Mm-hmm. One of the levels, which is where we got acquainted, is that I was having knee issues. Mm-hmm. So why don't we start with the therapeutic benefits of massage? And tell what you felt when you first met me, and how we've been seeing each other for about 3 months now, mm-hmm. and how I've progressed.
Okay, excellent question. Thank you. I remember when Chet called me up to introduce me and let me know that he had given you my information, and he said, Bob is somebody who has never experienced pain really in his life. You never really had major body pain or muscle aches. But then as you go through life and you get older and you try to do things and keep doing the things that you used to be able to do with ease, you sometimes run into conflict. And that's kind of what happened in your situation. And so it was great to work with you because sometimes when I approach and I meet a client, we have to figure out, is it really muscular or is it something else? Could be skeletal, could be a nervous system. There's a lot of systems that work our body together. Luckily with you, we figured out it was muscular. Mm-hmm. And so I was able to palpate and find that it was mainly located in your knee. But with that, I always take approach with my modalities. I have to figure out kind of which modalities to bring into play. There's a lot of different things. For instance, with you, we use trigger point. that's kind of finding the one spot that brings the returns the sensation that you experienced. And you felt that, correct?
Correct.
And then there's other things that come into play, like the fascia in our body. I don't know if you've ever heard this term before, but the fascia is the connective tissue that brings all of everything together. And using that work has also helped me with you, because as we worked on your trigger point area, we were also able to find the other areas of your body that were also tight. Other areas get affected. So as we started with your knee and we dealt with the trigger point work within your knee, I was then able to find the other areas that were also tight, into your hamstring, the back of your leg, down into your calves, your other muscles down there, and then up also into your glutes. So it was important that we dealt with the pinpoint, the major issue, but then to also deal with the body as a whole was also essential. Mm-hmm. And that's where you find the true healing come, as you see that there's more than just one avenue to go to tackle a problem.
Yeah. Well, the reason I wanted to go into that long mm-hmm. explanation is that this is a community of senior citizens. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we bring 60, 70 years of life experience with us. And most people experience pain mm-hmm. of one sort or another. And so massage therapy is something that can really help people get rid of pain. Now, in addition to that, you found, and just Melody works primarily at Toscana, but also at El Dorado and around. So she's got a lot of experience with senior citizens. Mm-hmm. And so tell us about the other benefits that you found of massage.
So I think, Bob, sometimes we, in our society today, we look at aging as an illness or a disease, when really there's no cure for aging. It's going to happen to all of us, and it's a piece of our life. And I think it's a beautiful piece of our life. And I think one of the benefits that massage brings to the table as you age is not only the ability for it to alleviate your aches and your pains, but it also allows, there's a couple of different things. It allows somebody else to see your body. It allows somebody else to touch your body and your skin. And as we age, there's a lot of different things that can happen to our body that we may not be aware of. And so having somebody else see and touch your body gives you a different perspective. And it also, and so having that second kind of secondhand view is a benefit. Another benefit is the ability for it to induce relaxation, get a great night's sleep, which is essential as you age as well, being able to sleep through the night completely. Also your emotional well-being. Not only will the relaxation help your emotional state of mind, but connecting with another human being through touch. When you and I see each other, we have 90 minutes together of uninterrupted time. Not only is it our ability to take a look at your body and touch your body, but it's also a connection that we have. And it's an ability, it's an opportunity for us to connect. And to have that connection with another human being is essential as we age. The social interaction is something that we need to maintain as we grow and age. It keeps you in a state of feeling grounded, and also that you still have value and self-worth as you age. And I think that's something that in our society, sometimes we've kind of thrown aging to the side, and we forget that we're viable and that we're still vital and living. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that I love about massage, because it does bring all of these things together. It's not just about the muscular benefits.
So in a perfect world, how often do you think a person should get a massage?
Well, that's a great question. I think it varies depending. And it depends what you come to massage for. If you do have something, like initially when you had your issue with your leg, I typically say we want to try to deal with the pain. And then if we see the benefits of our work, I want to know when your pain returns. And then I want to see you again. Sometimes that's the next day. Sometimes that's 3 days. And then hopefully we work to where the pain is longer in between the time that the pain comes back. Mm-hmm. That's one thing. Another thing is, for instance, I myself get a massage at least once a month. It helps me maintain, stay composed, and it's That's a good balance for me. But everybody is different. If I could get a massage every week, I would. Mm-hmm. So okay. I think it varies from person to person. You have to take a look at your own body and your financial status and say what works for you. Mm-hmm. And do what works for you, because it's something that when you bring it into your life, you want to make sure you keep it in your life.
Okay. And one thing that everybody experiences, not just moving around, is their bones popping.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty strange.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
So that is, that's a great question. And it is better for a chiropractor to answer this question. I do know a little bit about it, so I'll kind of tell you what I can. That is your body kind of adjusting itself, obviously. But one thing that if I do know that chiropractors have said is there's a time to adjust and a time not to adjust. And sometimes we do these adjusting within our body, and our body needs it. It feels that crack, and all of a sudden a rush of fluids comes to that joint, and it alleviates that pain. And it also brings dopamine and this drug that gives us this sense of relief.
Mm-hmm.
And so we become addicted to that. And so then we keep cracking and we keep popping because we're thinking that that's healing it. And in fact, it's not. It's actually causing that area to become inflamed, and we're actually hurting ourselves more. And so so what you're experiencing is the joint popping and then this rush of fluid coming there and this release of dopamine, and you think that you're getting a release and a mm-hmm. relief, which you are, but if you do it unsupervised, it can become an addiction, and you can actually hurt yourself more. Mm. You can.
Well, I just want to. I've experienced it mostly doing Tai Chi, moving my arms
sure.
around.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And as long as we had you here, I thought I'd ask.
Well, I can actually. I think that's a great thing. Something, when it happens naturally, when it occurs naturally, the popping of the joints, that's one thing. But if you're actually kind of contorting your body and overextending your body, say, jerking your torso so that it cracks, so that you get that pop,
mm-hmm.
that's when you're actually hurting your ligaments and you're bringing damage to the joint. But to have it happen naturally is a good thing.
Okay. Another thing that I know a little about, but I think is interesting to my audience, is aromatherapy.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us how aromatherapy can benefit our lives.
Sure. One thing that I love about massage, like I said, is the ability to touch, to connect with another human being through touch. And that's another thing that I found with aromatherapy. It's another way to activate our senses and to bring more of our body to the experience. So if you involve the sense of smell into an experience, it stimulates more of your brain and more of your sensory experiences so that it brings emotional release and also the memory. You trigger a memory. So if you have an experience with an aroma that brings calmness, then when you smell that again, your body automatically induces that calm relaxation experience. So that's what we try to bring in when we're bringing aromatherapy into massage,
mm-hmm.
is to activate more of your senses.
Okay. And finally, I know that you are starting a nonprofit
mm-hmm.
Having to do with touch. Please tell us about that.
Sure. Well, thanks for talking about it with me. It's a kind of a dream that I have, and it's still in the working progress. And my goal really with the nonprofit, since I'm such an advocate of healing positive touch, is to provide touch to people that can't afford it or that have experienced something that has distorted their perception of touch. For instance, I'd love to work with veterans who are suffering from PTSD and other sorts of areas like victims of domestic violence, children of abuse, specifically people that might have a distorted or distorted view of touch, and help them come to a state of being with experiencing touch from another human being that is positive and healing and that doesn't go the negative route.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I know that's in the initial stages,
mm-hmm.
But if this resonates with anyone, and you'd be interested in helping out, please contact either Chet or myself, and we will put you in touch with Melody. So thank you for coming in. Mm-hmm. This has been very enlightening. And for the audience, we have a new and improved sound system today. I hope you are noticing the improvements. Shout out to Caesar here, who approved a second mic and a sound mixer for us. And so going forward, I think the quality of the podcast that you're going to hear is going to be greatly improved. So thank you for your attention, and until next time, bye-bye.